Welcome to the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To order Brant's latest book, The Men We Need, or to stream Sherry's play, The Bold and the Sanctified, go to BrantHanson.com.
Okay, well, this science thing here says that people who walk fast will outlive everybody else.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, okay, so I walk.
Yeah, that's why it's coming here.
Crazy fast. No, this is bad news.
Oh, why?
Well, I walk so fast.
That you're going to outlive all of us.
I don't want to outlive everybody.
You're going to be by yourself.
Why is this good news? I don't want that. Fast walk myself into a barren, lonely planet where it's just me fast walking all over the place. It's wild with all the channels and stuff we have and all the different TV shows and series and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They still see the same trope. Like a device that they just do over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the one where, it's not true 100% of the time, but still, most of the time, beautiful people are good people. The bad people aren't beautiful.
That's true a lot of times, yeah.
It's really weird they still do that. Because mm-hmm. it's such a basic thing. But I don't know what's going on there, unless the people who are making stuff, that's how they picture things. Like, we're good. Mm-hmm. We're good looking. This is how the world is.
Right.
And the people who aren't good looking, they're up to no good out there. Mm-hmm. It's so simplistic and weird. And I don't think anybody would own it, but it's still true. They're still doing it.
Yeah.
That's just not reality. Just think about your own daily lived existence. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, so we were talking about this study about walking fast. So fast walkers live longer.
Yes.
I was thinking about that. In a book I saw recently, I haven't ordered it yet. I'm trying to find it cheaper.
Okay.
It's this Japanese guy. He's a theologian or something. But he wrote a book called The 3-Mile-an-Hour Jesus. And he was talking about how Jesus walked among us.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that it adds up to like 3,000 miles or so of walking, just guessing, during his ministry and stuff back and forth. But the idea that God would slow himself down to our speed, the speed of our walking. And he was saying, if you take that as an example, like, wouldn't we slow ourselves down for people? And he talks about the speed of love. He's like, whatever the speed of love is, it's probably slower than how fast you're going. And I think that's true. And that God would slow himself. We get frustrated with people who aren't fast enough. And yet slowing down is maybe what we have to learn to do. Pretty excited, but I'm also guarded. I'm guarding my heart. Right now.
Okay, well, the Bible tells us to do that.
Yeah.
About what?
I didn't want to get biblical about it, but I guess I did. I ordered a little guitar stand. Okay,
yes.
But as you recall, I talked about this on the air. Last time I ordered something, it was socks and underwear.
And it took quite a while to get here.
From Amazon. No.
What?
They said it was coming here. They said the truck was out for delivery. I was tracking my underwear and socks. Coming
did they
a long
never
way
get like, here?
No.
Oh, I thought they...
Maybe I wrote a whole song about it.
Like, I did remember, but I thought eventually got here.
Like a shipwreck, or I wanted to check on... Because they were like, it's almost to your door on the thing. And it's like, your items have been lost. I'm like, well, what?
Well, then yes, guard your heart.
Yeah,
yes,
I don't know if it's going to get here. You ever have an idea for a business or some sort of money-making opportunity? I have ideas all the time.
All the time.
I bring them here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like skeet shooting with Sherry.
Come on.
Each idea is
You're
thrown
not
into the sky and blown
critique.
Out away.
Like, that's the issue. That's why the ideas don't, because you don't want people to, go ahead.
I started posting my ideas on Reddit.
Oh, did you now? I did not know that. And?
They are getting rave reviews.
Oh, get out of here.
No, just from random people.
Okay.
They love it. Like in Crusto's, I have a restaurant idea and they're loving this.
Are they?
Encrustos is my restaurant idea where anything on the menu can be encrusted with anything else on the menu. It's all reflexive. So whatever you pick two foods,
mm-hmm.
decide what encrust what, it will do that.
Okay, give us an example.
Like fish encrusted almonds or almond encrusted fish, like whatever.
Almond encrusted fish.
Yeah, people like that.
Fish encrusted almonds.
People don't like that as much, but it could catch on. Anyway, they're like, this is a great idea.
So, okay, so the people on Reddit are...
I'm feeling encouraged.
Okay.
Encouragement I don't always get here, honestly. Yeah, it is amazing. You think about it. Jesus probably walked about 3 miles an hour, you think, because that's a normal human rate of walking. He's walking with us. God is walking with us.
Yeah.
He slows himself down in time to be with us at our speed. We get so frustrated with people, and I want to talk specifically about people with special needs. we can use even different terms that describe them in ways that's like slow. Mm-hmm. Well, then slow yourself down. Who said fast is the best? Who decided that? If it's about efficiency and speed and getting things done, yeah. But if it's about community and loving people, well then...
And connection.
And connection. A lot of people that have special needs are way ahead of us. Mm-hmm. We're just so addicted to watches and time, like just moving as fast as we possibly can. We are missing out. And the example that God's giving is slow yourself down. Yeah, Sherry was just asking, who's slow, who's fast, based on what?
Yeah. Whose and definition?
I was reading, his name's John Swinton, and he was writing a book about time. I was just telling Sherry about this, so it's got my head around some of this, because I was reading an interview with him and then trying to order this Japanese guy's book, but it's $37 for the paperback.
Oh, Brant, let's loosen up the purse. I need to look up a little bit, can we? Jeez.
I will. But he was writing about it. This guy, I think he teaches at the University of Aberdeen or something, but he's somebody who believes Jesus is God. Like he's somebody committed to Jesus himself. And he's worked with people with special needs. And so he's also interested in the construct of time. And he was saying that, like, how we see value and how that started. Like, we're not living normal human existences, okay? So people normally in history overall would, just throughout history until relatively recently, would be all about a sundial or just a general sense of the sun coming up and going down. You're very in touch with what's happening around you in your environment.
Yeah.
You have to be.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that I could schedule you to be at this thing at, you know, within 30 seconds or whatever, wasn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
But you're living imagine that. You're living a completely different life. Everything has to function differently. And he said the Benedictine monastery. So this is, somebody could do the research on this. We're talking, you know, many centuries after Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say after 1000 AD, I could be wrong. I think it's even later than that they had clocks. But they were clocks that were spiritual clocks. I mean, they're basically saying now it would chime. Now it's time for afternoon prayers.
Okay.
Now it's time for evening prayers. Like, so it's supposed to call you back to prayer. And that's, so it was just kind of integrated spiritually. Well, then it didn't even have hands on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then a hand comes to give you an idea of what, okay, two hands. Now we're down to minutes, right?
Okay,
now
right.
Then we get a second hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then we quantify everything and sell it. Because that's what humans do.
Right.
When they're allowed to do something, it's like, okay, what's worth an hour of my time is X amount of money or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that just wouldn't occur to you in most traditional, it's a whole different way of getting your head around things and then valuing things differently.
Yeah.
And so he was bringing up words like retarded or slow or like, what does that actually mean? Well, we know what that means. It means like, slow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it should be faster. It's right. Just not happening fast enough.
But based on who and based on what?
Yeah, so that's valuable. But then he's like, so, he talks about Down syndrome people. Like, what our culture has done to them is unspeakably horrible and evil.
And cruel, yeah.
Yeah. But why? He's like, it's not about community and love and connection and friendship. They are all over that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a speed thing. It's a what?
What we have deemed as valuable.
Yeah. So he's like, he said, it's interesting just working with people with special needs, how you have to go stop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to have it this time. And it's not about looking at my second hand anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very good thing. So this other guy's book, I can't remember his last name. It starts with K from Japan. Sorry about the Kizuro, I think, but I would like to get the 3 miles an hour Jesus, because
mm-hmm.
he does talk about the speed of love. I heard a guy reference that term over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
who was speaking, Kerry Newhoff's his name, cool guy, but he mentioned speed of love. I'm like, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I even had somebody come up to me after hearing him say that, like, you should call a book Speed of Love. Like, I think our people are already over that,
yeah.
Or not over it, but they're already on it.
Yeah,
but it's true, like he's just talking about the speed of love is slower than where most of us are living.
Yes.
That's a really thoughtful.
I love that.
Very intriguing. Yeah, that Jesus himself, God himself, who's capable of going the speed of light,
entered time and then slowed down for us.
Slowed down. You want to talk about slow compared to him? But he exists outside of all that. We can only experience time a certain way. That throws us on a lot of theological questions, I think. I was talking to a friend about this. He's like, but what about this? How could God know this and not? Like, well, look, he's outside of time. Mm-hmm. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Like, it just, a lot of our linear questions don't, we might want to say there's a lot of mystery here. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's able to enter into it with us, go our pace, because he loves us. Go our pace because he loves us.
And he wants to.
Right. And we're so addicted to time and hurry that we can't imagine stepping out of it, which is another reason why it's good. I mentioned doing the stuff where you're teaching yourself to step out of it, like getting the longer line,
yeah.
Getting the longer line at a red light, getting the longer line at the grocery store. I know it sounds nuts, but it's a discipline to go, time does not rule me. So anyway.
Well, I told you I'm reading Screwtape Letters again.
Yeah.
And because I'm thinking about if I can adapt it in an urban way for our church using only young men. I noticed we have a young men delegation, a lot of young guys, 18 to 25. Mm-hmm. And I thought it'd be interesting for that. So anyway, there is something in there where he talks about time and talks about one of the ways to get to the guy is to frustrate him with time.
Mm-hmm.
So make him irritated.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, this is too long. That is too long.
Well, yeah.
He said, and it's so funny because time is the thing. You can't duplicate it. You can't replicate it. You can't create it. Like, it's not, he'll be irritated, he said, with the fact that they're wasting my time.
My time.
And you don't have any time. Like, you don't, it's not yours. You don't really.
Anyway, what's your point, Sherry?
Yeah. See, everyone? See what's happening?
Do you see?
It's happening right in front of us.
It's happening right now. Oh, so. No, that's brilliant. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's funny. I love that. I love that. That goes along with that. I've been thinking about that.
What it look like if it's a professor and several students and it's Professor Screwtape?
Ooh.
And he's teaching. They're all acolytes, like studying. They're all Wormwood, right? So they're all, or no, they're all, I can't remember who's what.
Yeah.
But like they're all that. They're all learning like how to throw these humans off. So they're all in the same class. And maybe you can develop different characters in that class. So some are funny, but they're all learning to do.
I like that.
Yeah,
it's a classroom.
They're learning together. Some of them can even, maybe one of them even struggles with the whole thing. Like, why don't we love these people?
Yeah.
What? Well, because we're mad at God. Like, we hate him.
And then when they go on like a little field trip and then we have the actual guy.
Uh-huh.
And they're, yes, I like that.
Yeah, so then. And then you can put it in that, like as a school, maybe it's a high school, private school, Screwtape High would be funny.
That is Screwtape Prep.
Yeah. And then they have to wear like vests or something.
Yeah, no, yeah. I like that a lot.
That'd be cool because then you can use those guys as actors.
Very nice.
Here for you.
It's all coming together, guys.
This is how it works, you guys. Behind the scenes.
This is how the sausage is
ideas
made.
Ideas are popping. Left and right, she gives me ideas. I give her ideas. See? Guy emailed me and asked me very honestly, he's a young guy. He's in his 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just curious. Are you happy? He asked me. Like, he said, I'm curious for my own life.
Okay.
Like, what a great question. And I said, yeah. And that's kind of weird because my own personality type is to not be happy, to be dark and cynical and all that. But I am. But I had to say I am, and I thank God for the growth of my life to allow me to be happy, but a lot of it's circumstantial too because things are going good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on paper, everybody's healthy in my family right now. Circumstances change. So I'm more interested in being joyful, than just having this persistent sense of well-being. And I told him I do have that. I do. I know things are going to change, as a matter of fact, but I do trust God, and I've grown in that area, and that's even more important. So the answer is yes, and there's more.
The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To order Brant's latest book, The Men We Need, or to stream Sherry's play, The Bold and the Sanctified, go to BrantHanson.com.